One of the most interesting as well as helpful realizations that I have had as a result of a sustained mindfulness practice, and I always feel very compelled to always say whenever I say this, that this is something that is available to everyone. One of the most important benefits of this that I have found is that the more I have paid attention to my mind and what it is that I'm thinking about what it is that I'm feeling physiologically or physically, is that my feelings about other people and what I think, and notice how I'm putting the emphasis on think or thinking, how it is, you know, what it is that I think about how my feelings about other people are constantly changing. And there really is two sides to this. There are the feelings that I have about other people, what I am thinking about them or how I'm perceiving them. And then there's really the perception of other people. And then the other layer of this is that, you know, whatever thoughts I have about that. And then I can take it even further to, this also would include any thoughts that I have about what I, or speculations that I am making, any guesses that I'm making about what I think they are, you know, what I think they are thinking about me. Doesn't mean that that always has to be going on, or that that layer is, you know, that that's something that's, you know, currently needing to be looked at. But I found for myself that the two of those things are very interrelated. And my favorite saying about this to always remind me when I find myself getting caught up in my thoughts about and any reactions that I'm having to those thoughts about how I feel, how I, you know, what it is that I'm thinking about other people. And you'll notice how I said it again. It's a very deeply entrenched habit. And that is to say, you know, how I feel about other people, my feelings about other people. What I have found is that for the most part, and the only reason that I say this is because it's a habit. I have grown up, clearly, it's very common to say, you know, I feel this way about you, I feel that way about you. And I'm not saying that we don't feel emotions that are driven by our interactions with other people, because I know we certainly do. But I guess what I am trying to really drive home the point of, what's so important is distinguishing between the thoughts that I have about other people and any feelings or any emotions that are coming up. Because the feelings, what we call feelings or emotions, are really not the words that we're using. That's really just what it feels like. We're reacting somehow on an emotional level to being around other people, what they do, what they say, how they make us feel, emotionally speaking. And then we have all these thoughts, of the stories that we tell ourselves about what it is that we're feeling. That's, and I found that really that's the, for me, what I found the relationship between thoughts and emotions are, that the thoughts are really the stories I'm telling myself about what I'm feeling physiologically or physically, in both my body and my mind, because both of those things are connected. And I noticed the other day, I have someone that I have, you know, been very close to for a long time, a very close friend, and I've noticed that, and this happens not only, you know, I guess it's been a while since I've noticed this, but I had sort of different thoughts that I was thinking about them, and they weren't negative at all. It's just I seemed to be thinking that somehow, you know, I was thinking that they were feeling differently. And this is, you know, this, and I realize some people don't struggle with this as much as I do. Some people may struggle with it more. I think it's really a continuum. But in this case, it became apparent to me very quickly that I was beginning to have these thoughts about somehow I was reacting to them differently. My emotions, I couldn't really explain it, what it was, but it was just something felt different. And so because my emotions, you know, I was feeling something different emotionally, I started thinking about it. And then pretty soon I became aware of myself, you know, thinking, I was really taking my thoughts very seriously. I had decided in my own mind what I thought, you know, there again, I'm putting the emphasis on that, what I thought was going on with them, what I thought that they were thinking. And then the way I related to them changed. because I had been talking to myself, so to speak, and I, you know, not literally, but I mean, our thoughts in some way are, you know, are a way of talking to ourselves and telling ourselves what we think is happening, especially when there are emotions behind it, when we're feeling certain things, we're reacting to people in some way. And it could be very, what I refer to as very sensory. It could just be being around them, the way that they're talking, their tone of voice, their body language, you know, something that we're picking up on. And there may very well be something there, but I've also found that in a lot of cases, there may not be. And a lot of it, one of my favorite sayings for this is, and I'm, you know, when I say you, I'm talking about just not necessarily who's listening right now, but just, you know, other people. It's not you, it's me. And that really does hold true. I find that in a lot of cases, it's not them, it's actually me. And that's, you know, that's not from a place of blame or judgment or, you know, saying that there's something wrong with me that I need to change or do differently. If there is something that I need to do differently, it really would just be that I need to be more aware of what my thoughts, you know, what it, how it is that I am believing what I'm thinking about how I'm feeling. But I have thought about, I've really have concentrated a lot this week on this and just, you know, sat with it and thought about it some in terms of just critical thinking about what it is that, you know, what it is, why that there is this unconscious drive sometimes to get so caught up in our thinking about how we're, you know, feeling about other, how we are, our feelings about other people and how we process those by thinking about them. And so where I found myself this week was being much more aware that when I was around people, and this is this happens more, I think in this case, what I'm really talking about are the situations or the relationships that we have with people on an ongoing basis. I know that when I meet new people, there is always that period that you go through where you're kind of getting used to their energy and their rhythms and how they relate to people. And so it's kind of like putting pieces of a puzzle together. Although I don't want to get too caught up in really trying to make the puzzle pieces fit together. I just really want to let them be who they are and let me be who I am and get out of my own way and so that I can really get to know people at a deeper level. But this is more along the lines with the, you know, or, you know, this could be family, friends, closer, you know, romantic relationships, whatever the case may be. It is so interesting to me how if I really pay attention to what I refer to as my feelings changing about them, what is really changing, and I know I stated this earlier, that it's really my thoughts about whatever it is I'm feeling are changing. And the interesting part about this to me is this may have nothing to do with them at all. It could literally be that, you know, I'm having, you know, a blood sugar imbalance, I have an, you know, hormonal imbalance, you know, it's some kind of biochemical change. I could be really, really tired. I could be dehydrated, you know, a host of different physical things that are going on with me that, you know, I could be sleep deprived. I could have slept too much, whatever it is. There's so many things, and this is not about trying to, I'm not trying to necessarily give a checklist of things that we need to be, you know, paying attention to and checking off a list, you know, every time we find ourselves thinking differently about other people. You know, it's not about trying to figure out exactly what it is that's causing that, because I know that, you know, in a lot of cases, I don't really know, especially if it's something, you know, on a physical level. There's just no way for me to really know what it is that's causing it, and I don't really need to know, and I don't really need the answers. What it is really most important is that if I want to do anything at all, where I want to put my focus is really simply very much, you know, simply on being more aware that I am thinking thoughts about someone and that I am somehow coming to conclusions about what I think they may be thinking about me. And if I can do that, I can really let go of the whole process. All I really have to do is just, you know, there I go again, you know, I'm doing this. And what I find is that if I can let go, and I can't make myself let go, I just have to choose to not give it any more energy. I don't want to give those thoughts any more energy. I don't want to get wrapped up in this. I don't want to identify as the person who is thinking that someone is, you know, I'm thinking differently about them. And sometimes what I find is the thoughts that I'm thinking about other people they don't always they're not necessarily always thoughts that feel good. They're not necessarily something. Sometimes they can be what's referred to as, you know, we can have negative thoughts about people. We can somehow be bothered by what people do or say and find ourselves feeling guilty, because we may find that, you know, this is usually someone that, you know, they don't do things that bother us to a certain degree or affect us in a way that makes us irritated or exhausts us in some way or upsets us in some way. And so what I find is that I think it's just a normal part of life, at least in my humble opinion, for what I've experienced, that I may find myself, you know, and I've asked myself this many times, and I've had many people ask me this, you know, why is it the way that I quote unquote feel about other people? Why does it constantly change? One moment I'm in love with them, the next minute I can't stand being around them. You know, they do this that bothers me. You know, this time this bothered me, the last time it didn't, whatever it is. And I've had people come to me and literally have been completely exhausted and confounded by what they refer to as feeling differently about other people. And what it really boils down to, at least in my own humble opinion, is that it's really about the fact that we are biochemical creatures. We, you know, what we're calling feeling. And I guess it really, at the end of the day, it's all just a choice of words, but I'm trying to hopefully help clear this up in some way. What it really boils down to is that we are, you know, we're biochemically speaking, we're constantly changing. Things are fluctuating on a moment to moment basis. And so what bothers us one moment doesn't bother us another moment. You know, someone's tone of voice or what they're talking about may be very interesting to us one moment, and the next moment it's very irritating, and it's constantly changing. And I think what happens is that when we, you know, when I find myself, and when other people have told me this, when they find themselves being bothered or irritated or disquieted or whatever it is about something that they're internally reacting to someone else, whether it's their behavior, what they're saying, you know, what, you know, the situation, whatever it is, that this is really something that if I find myself being really carried away with this, if I can just slow it down, and the only way that I can do that, I can't make it slow down. I can't change the dynamics of what's going on with that person. I can't get them to change whatever it is they're doing or slow it down or stop it so that I can get my bearings about me and get my legs under me again, so to speak, you know, from an emotional standpoint. But what I can do is just simply realize and be aware that what's going on here is that, you know, I am thinking about these things. And if I am thinking about things, it's very likely that I'm very attached to what I'm thinking. I may be starting to be holding beliefs about what I'm thinking. I'm coming to conclusions. I could be speculating about why my thoughts about this person have changed. And I'm not really meaning here to get overly complicated or circular. It's just that what I find is that the suffering that comes from this, any suffering that we experience, any difficulties that we experience being confounded by other people, a lot of it has to do, if I can just be aware of the fact that it's coming from the thoughts that I'm thinking about them, and then I can let that go and realize I don't want to beat myself up emotionally for having those thoughts. It's just a matter of, you know, mindfulness practice really comes down to just being aware that I'm thinking these thoughts, and I don't need to overanalyze them. I don't need to determine whether they're good or bad thoughts or whether I should be having them. I just want to be aware that I'm doing it. And if I can do that, what ends up happening is I get a little bit of headspace, and I can begin to then just be in the moment and no longer believing what I'm thinking about whatever feelings I'm having. And instead of getting caught up in my thoughts about other people and what I think about them and what I think they're trying to do or what I think they're trying to tell me, what I can do is just be with them. And it really does change the game in a very, very powerful way. All I really have to do is just let myself be in the moment and let them be who they are. And I don't have to get so caught up in all the thinking about it. And it really does simplify. It really makes being around other people more rewarding. And it makes it, it just makes it an overall healthier situation. I also find that as someone who's been chronically depressed and sometimes withdraws from social situations, that it really does actually slow things down enough and give me a little bit of space so that I can just be with people. And it doesn't have to be so complicated, because if it is complicated, there's almost a 100% chance that I'm the one that it's making it more complicated than it needs to be. And so it's really getting back to, if I'm going to cope more mindfully, I'm going to have to pay attention to the fact that it's my thoughts about how I'm feeling that's what's causing me so much difficulty and exhausting me and irritating me. And then I can just be with people and not really try to come to any conclusions about what, you know, about them. I don't really need to have any conclusions about other people. I can just be with them and realize that, you know, being with them one moment may be completely different than being with them in another moment, but I don't need to carry that story along with me or that narrative about who I think they are. I can just, it really does lighten things up. The load gets much lighter. I can just be with people. And that is really ultimately where it's at for me and what I find that it is for a lot of people. And it's really, I found that mindfulness practice just makes it easier to be able to be around other people because we're more aware and not getting caught up in our thoughts and our reactions to other people, about our thoughts about them and our reactions to them. We can just simply be in the moment and trust that we'll do what we need to do when we need to do it.